Torahway, Northwest London, Yud Gimel Teves, 10th of January, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayechi, Reb Yoni Rosenfeld, Kriyas Shema.
In this week's Parsha, Yaakov Avinu realizes his days are coming to an end. And he decides, he gathers his children together, and he wants to tell them something. Says the Torah, V'yichah Yaakov Abonav, Yaakov calls his kinder, V'yomeh he'osvah agidu lachem, Eis asher yikra eschem b'achris hayomim. I want to tell you guys what's going to be at the end of the days. What is b'achris hayomim? What does Yaakov want to tell them? He says the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bachaya, he wants to tell his children when Mashiach's going to come. He wants to be Magala the Kates hayomim when Mashiach's going to come. But if you continue reading the parasha, it doesn't tell us the date of Mashiach. You look. It doesn't tell us when Mashiach's coming. So Chazal learned out from here that Yaakov wanted to be Magala the Kates, but something happened. He wanted to tell Esau when Mashiach's coming, but he didn't. What happened? What changed? Why was Yaakov not able to tell his children Mashiach was going to come? So Rashi brings the Gemara Masochim, and I quote, Rav Shun ben Lakish said the following drasha. He says as follows, Amar Rav Shun ben Lakish v'yakov l'banov, Bikesh Yaakov l'galas l'banov akeitz hayomim v'nistalkom memena shchina. He wanted to tell him Mashiach's coming, but the shchina left him. Amar, he said to himself, Shema chas v'shalom yesh mitosi psul. Maybe chas v'shalom, one of my children, is not 100% with us. Maybe he's gone, there's a bit of apikursus. Maybe one of them is a bit off the derech. Like Avram and Yishmael, Yitzhak and Esav. So Yaakov's children, the Shiftei Kor, realized that Yaakov doubted them. So zok the Shiftei Kor, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Amru, they said, Kishem she'ein belibcha ala echad, kachem belibeinu ala echad. Just like you, Yaakov, in your heart there's only one God. So to us there's only one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Oysa Shah, when Yaakov heard his children saying, Shema Yisrael, Pasach Yaakov Avinu Va'ama, Yaakov said, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai Le'olam Va'ed. End of Gemara. Shiftei Kor say Shema Yisrael, Zot Yaakov Baruch Shem. Amar Rabbonim Heichi Navid. Chachamim now are a bit of a pickle. They don't know what to do regarding being Kovea Kriyas Shema for Shacharis. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. Heichi Navid Na'amrinu. If we say to Klal Yisrael, you have to say Baruch Shem, Lo Amru Moshe Rabbeinu. If you look in the Torah and Sefer Dvarim in the parashah of Shema, it doesn't say Baruch Shem. It goes straight to Va'ahavta. So Chachamim can't say Baruch Shem in Kriyas Shema because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Lo Amrinu. Fine, so don't say Baruch Shem. Amru Yaakov. But Yaakov did say Baruch Shem. Hiskinu sh'aymru moysoi b'chashot. So Chachamim came up with a compromise. We'll say it quietly and the Gemara brings a moshel. What's the beer over here? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Yaakov did say it. Chachamim say, we don't know what to do. It's machlikis Yaakov and Moshe. We'll say it quietly. What is the beer over here? So there's a few mahalakim I want to share with the Oilam of the Siyata Dishmaya. The Yaris Dvash in Chelik Aleph, Drush Tesvav at the end, says the following beautiful mahalach. Zot Yaris Dvash. Yaakov Avinu said to his children, he thought to himself, Chashashon, there's a psul. Now the Gemara says in Chelik of Tzadik Aleph, that Klal Yisrael amul chovim the Malachi Asharis. Because the Malachi Asharis can only say Hashem's name after three words. But Klal Yisrael can say after two. The Malachi Asharis say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem. They have to wait till three words to say Hashem. But we say Shema Yisrael Hashem. We say after two. We the Chayra are more chavim. We're closer to our Kadosh Baruch Hu than the Malachi Asharis. Now, Yaakov Avinu wants to be the God of the Kates, but he realizes, Oyvei, Paka Ashchina, the Shechina's gone. When the Shechina left him, so we're no longer on that level where we can say Hashem's name after two words. So when Yaakov heard his children say Shema Yisrael Hashem, he thought Chas v'Shalom, maybe it's a bracha levatala. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Reishvav that if a person makes a bracha levatala, what do you have to say? You have to say Baruch Shem Kavod. So Yaakov Avinu, when the Shechina left him, he felt Oyvei, you can't say Shema Yisrael after two words. Only the Malachim can. Now we're on a high level, but the Shechina's gone. So Zot Yaakov Baruch Shem to get out of a bracha levatala. That's my halach of Yehudas and Ibrahim Sheets in the Sefer Yaros Tavash. I want to share another mahalach with Siyata Nishmar. Comes the Ma'arav in the Sifha Avodah in Perek Zayin Peres Ches and says a moyadika mahalach. The Alshich in Sefer Shemois and Perek Chav Ches and the Ma'aral also over there explain that the Ikar Yichud, the Ikar Mitzvah of Yichud Shemaim is Shema Yisrael with Baruch Shem. He explains the reason is because the Ikar Yichud, you have to be maskit the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In Shema Yisrael, it doesn't say Malchus. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy. You need the Baruch Shem for the Ikar Yichud. With that Yisoid, we can understand the following. Yaakov Avinu explains the Ma'aral represents one. Let's build this Yisoid. The Pasuk in Yeshayah says, V'hikdishu es kadosh Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is a kadosh. Koichi v'reishis oini. The first time Yaakov saw was by Reuven. The Ma'aral explains that the first three brachas in Shemoneh Esrei are connected to others. The first bracha Magen Avraham connected Avraham Avinu. Mechaya Mesim connected Yitzchak who is Nekev Agabi Amizbeach. The third bracha Kel HaKadosh connected Yaakov. And if you look at Rashi in Parshas Vayishlach, Vayikur Loi Kel Lekei Yisrael. The second mahalach of Rashi, who called you a Kel? HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov a Kel. Yaakov's a Kel. Why is Yaakov a Kadosh? Explains the Ma'aral. Yaakov's a Kadosh, and a Kadosh means you are shayach to the Ribbono Shel Olam and you're purely seichel, you're not gashmi. Only something that's gashmi and physical can be broken up into pieces. Something that's a Kadosh is one and cannot be broken up. Moreover, in Parshas Kadoshim, how did the Ramban Rabbeinu Bechaya learn Kadosh Kadoshim to you? Zok Rabban Rabbeinu Bechaya Parshas Kadoshim. You're a Parosh and a Nivdal, the Loshon Rabbeinu Bechaya. You're separate. A Kaddish means you're above, you're separate. I'm not really shy up to the world. So to speak, you're one. You're not connected to other things. And the morality you saw you have a Kaddish, the only sign that's physical can be broken up. The sign that's holy cannot be broken up. Yaakov is one. You want to be Miyached Shem Hashem? You can't just say Baruch Shem. A Yid can't just say Baruch Shem. You've got to understand what it is, the Yichud of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yaakov Avinu understands what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one because he's a Kadosh. V'ikdishu es Kadosh Yaakov. You want to say Baruch Shem? You can't just say Baruch Shem. Now, there are some times that we do say Baruch Shem out loud. But these are the only times that we realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. When Rabbi said we say Baruch Shem out loud. So, on Yom Kippur we say Baruch Shem out loud. Mehecha Tesi. How can he say Baruch Shem when Yaakov Avinu zok the Torah in Simchat Torah Shiltes in Hilchos Yom Kippur? He brings the Medrash that on Yom Kippur we're not human beings, we're Malachim. Malachim understand Ribbono Shel Olam is one. So on Yom Kippur you can say Baruch Shem. There's another time you say Baruch Shem. Zok the Mishnah in Tanis of Daf Tesvav. In the Mikdash of the Mishkan, they didn't say Amen after the brachas. You said Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus in other words. How come in the Mikdash? Because in the Mikdash, you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. It's Poshut. Sham Yisbuchu Zivchei Tzedek, Rashi brings the Medrash. If the Goyim came to Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, they converted on the spot. You can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. And the Maharal explains the Beis HaMikdash is also one. Why is it one? Because everything about the Mikdash is one. One Kohen Gadol, one Mizbeach, one Menorah, one Shulchan. Everything about the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, it's all one. That's why in the Beis HaMikdash you can say Baruch Shem. And that's why in Yom Kippur we can say Baruch Shem, because you can only say Baruch Shem when you realize the Ribbono Shel Olam is one. Based on this Yesod, we can also understand two Moiridik Akashas. In Parshas Vayetze, Rashi brings the Gemara in Chulin. And every little kid knows this Medrash off by heart. They come home, they tell their parents, I learned a beautiful Medrash from my Rebbe. The stones came along when Yaakov wanted to go to sleep. And they were all fighting. Allah yinayach tzadik is roishay, Allah yinayach tzadik is roishay. You know, all the stones were fighting. I want Yaakov, I want Yaakov. So Hashem said, fine, become one. Ask the Maharal in Gur Aryeh in Parshas Vayetze, what is going on? The stones are fighting. So the stones become one. End of. What's the beer in the Medrash? Says the Maharal, do you know why the stones became one? Because Yaakov's one! And anything that touches Yaakov becomes one! Yaakov's a Kaddish, he's Nivdal, he can't be broken up. The stones were fighting, the stones wanted to touch Yaakov, automatically you become one! Because Yaakov Avinu is one. And now the Kasha this Yisoid answers up. It's a famous Kasha that I saw that Acharonim asked, maybe the Rishonim also asked. The Tsar of Esav fought Yaakov. Yeah, Rashi brings it in Parshas Vayishlach, the famous fight. Why is it only Yaakov, an angel, decided to fight? Why didn't the Tsar of Yishmael fight Yitzchak? Why didn't the Tsar of Nimrod fight Avraham? Why Yaakov? What is it about Yaakov the angel has to fight? There's many Mahalchim. The Chofetz Chaim famously told Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, because Yaakov represents Torah, and the Malach HaMavis, the Sofni Yitzhak, can't take Torah. Fine. But according to this Maharal, we have a Moyerdik Avart. Do you know why the angel couldn't stand Yaakov's existence? We are called Bnei Yisrael. Where do we get his name from? After Yaakov. Bnei Yisrael are called after Yaakov. Yaakov's called Yisrael. Yaakov has the koyach to be Ma'aged, to group together, to create achdus the Klal Yisrael, to make us one nation. Although there's 12 shiftei kah, we're all one nation, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Yachad shiftei Yisrael, we're all one. The Malach HaMavis, the Satan, the Yetzirah, cannot stand the achdus of Klal Yisrael. When he saw Yaakov representing the Kedusha, representing one, being able to be Miyachad Hashem, who has the koyach to say Baruch Shem out loud, he couldn't stand it. So what did he try to do? He tried to attack and destroy Yaakov. And to some degree he succeeded. Because he did destroy the oneness of Yaakov. Yaakov was Tzalea Al Yerechon. And that's why to this very day, it's an Issa Daraisa to Gid Hanoshe. The angel somewhat succeeded. The Gid Hanoshe, he managed to take out of Yaakov. He managed to come and destroy that oneness of God Israel. But what happened at the end? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Merape Yaakov. Where did Yaakov become healed? Vayava Yaakov Shalem, Ir Shechem. Yaakov comes holy. Yaakov comes complete in Shechem. I saw the Mepharshim say, Rabbosai, there is no coincidence. Yaakov became complete in the city of Shechem. The Mepharshim say, Shechem is Rosh Tevois, Shem Kavod Malchusoi. When Yaakov became one again, it was in Shechem. Shechem, Rosh Tevois, Shem Kavod Malchusoi. Now Yaakov's one again, he can say Baruch Shem. Zog the Maharal, so what's Pshat in us? Why do we say what we say it quietly? We can't say it out loud. With all great respect to us, we can't say Baruch Shem out loud. Your kippah you can, the Beis HaMikdash you can. The Zok the Maharal, but not to say it at all, we need to be Miyached Hashem. Says the Maharal, there is one part of us that is able to be Miyached Hashem. And that's our neshama. Our neshama can feel there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our neshama can easily feel the lack of Baruch Shem. Says the Gemara, the Maharal explains, so say it quietly, so the Neshama can hear. Because if you say it out loud, you can't say it out loud. That's also. Who are you to say Baruch Shem out loud? If you don't say it at all, the Neshama's going to be in pain. That's the mashal the Gemara brings about the princess who smelt some food. She didn't want to say she wants the food. It's embarrassing. But if you don't say the food, she doesn't express that she wants the food. She's going to be in pain. So we say it quietly, so the Neshama shouldn't be in any pain. That's the Maharal's Mahalach. And why we, Ado Yom Hazeh, say Baruch Shem quietly. But I want to share a final mahalach, which I think might even be the deepest one. This, I heard a little bit, and I saw inside in the Or Gedol Yahu, B'Gedol Yashor, and I heard it orally in a shir, one nekuda, from Reb Shimshon Rafael Hirsch. What?
B'Shem,
Reb Shimshon. B'Shem. No, actually, it's an Or Gedol Yahu who does quote Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, and then I heard a shir of a guy who said he heard from Shimshon Rafael Hirsch orally, not in his chumash. So we're making a tzirup of the two together, the siyata d'shmaya. We'll see if it works. Why does Yaakov want to be medal with a cake right now? Yaakov realizes he's about to die. He hasn't got long left of Baruch HaKodesh. Let's use it up whilst it's still here. Says the Or Gedol Yahu Meirdik, Yaakov has a cheshbon here. Yaakov, there's a reason why he wants to be Megal the Kates. Do you know why he wants to be Megal the Kates? Because Klal Yisrael are about to enter the first Golas. Golus Mitzrayim is about to start. Now, Golus Mitzrayim is not easy. Yidden were killed, Yidden were tortured, Paro the Medrashed bathed in the blood of 300 Jewish babies every day, he killed them. Yimach Shemai. These were mamish pashet roitzchem. Yaakov Avinu had a plan. If I can tell Klal Yisrael when Mashiach's coming, when the Kates is coming, it's going to be much easier to endure Golus. The Gemara calls it pas pasavai. It's much easier to fast when you know you've got your meal coming after the fast than the other guy who doesn't know when he's going to be able to eat. When you know the Kates is coming, when you know Mashiach, the Golus is going to come, it's much easier to survive Golus. So Yaakov Avinu had a plan. If I can tell my kinderlach when Mashiach's coming, the Golus Mitzrayim, it's not going to be a sachshver. It will be much, much easier. But the Shechina was taken away from Yaakov. So the brother said, Shema Yisrael. Why say Shema Yisrael? If you go back just 6 days ago in Parshas Vayigash, so there was an epic encounter of Yaakov and Yosef. And when they met each other, it's a bit perplexing because you'd expect them both to cry. You know, they haven't seen each other in over 20 years. You'd expect them both to cry. It's emotional. Chazal tell us that Yaakov, what? 22 years. Yaakov wasn't crying. Yosef was crying away. He hadn't seen his father in so long.
Yaakov wasn't
crying. Why not? What was he doing? He was saying Kriyat Shema. So all the Mefarshei Rashi asked, well, if it was a time for Kriyat Shema, why wasn't Yosef saying it? So the Maran is a Mahalach. And the Stiper brings it in the Sefer Berachas Peretz, his Marach on this Moedik. It wasn't the time for Kriyat Shema. So why was Yaakov saying Kriyat Shema? So Maran's Mahalach is Moedik. In Gur Aryeh. That when Yaakov felt such avat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he felt such love for Hashem to see his son in 22 years, he said Shema. Because when tzaddikim feel such a love for Hashem, they don't go and have a drink. They express it by saying Shema Yisrael. But the Or Gedaliah says in a different mahalach. The Or Gedaliah says as follows. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two names with two middas. Elokim Elokeinu is Midas Hadin. And Yudke Vavke is Midas HaRachamim. Up until now, Yaakov Avinu's tzoros v'asach shmeh. The tzoros that Yaakov went through, lo yaleinu. Yaakov hadn't seen his son over 22 years. Up until now, Yaakov Avinu only saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Midas Hadin. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shem Elokeinu. He saw that Midas Hadin of Hashem. And he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two ways. Hashem has Hashem and Hashem has Elokeinu. He saw the two ways of Hashem. And he thought that there were two separate paths. Now when Yaakov saw Yosef, he realized the Mafreya. He realized that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu all comes from the middle of Rachamim. And everything the Ribbono Shelem does for the good. When Yaakov saw Yosef, he wasn't saying Kriya Shema, because it was a time to say Kriya Shema, as a takana of the Torah Chachamim to say it, Bismanoi. He was talking to himself. He said, Shema Yisrael, Yaakov Yisrael. He said, listen Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is Midas HaRachamim. Elokeinu is Midas HaRdin. You thought those two were two separate things? No. Hashem Echad. It's all coming from the middle of Rachamim. And when Yaakov saw Yosef, he said to himself, Shema Yisrael, listen Yaakov. There aren't two different hanogas, there are. But it all comes from Hashem Echad. And he realized that midas Rachamim, when he saw Yosef, his son, after 22 years, and he was shalem begufoy, he was shalem beruchnius, he said, Shema Yisrael. When Yaakov wanted to be Megala the Kates to his kinderlach, he had a plan. His plan was that if they know the Kates, they'll be able to survive Golus. Said the Shiftei Kor to their father, Shema Yisrael, listen Tata, listen Yaakov, we're going to get through this Golus. Because we understand what Shema Yisrael represents. Hashem Elokeinu, it all comes from Hashem Echad. We understand that everything the Ribbono Shel Olam does comes ultimately for the good, individually and on a national level. This being true, they said to Yaakov, don't worry, we understand Shema Yisrael. We understand this middah of Emunah B'tochon. Said Yaakov, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Leilam Voed. end of. The Yichud is complete. Klal Yisrael will be able to survive Golus. And the Ora Gedaleo brings us Fas Emes. The Fas Emes writes that the Ika Avoida of a Yid in Golus is Emunah. And maybe if I can, maybe bring a riot to him. The Gemara at the end of Makkos is a very, very upsetting Gemara. The Gemara goes through the Yiridus Hadoris of Klal Yisrael. That originally, the Gedolei Hador of each generation of the Nevi'im were Masaken, different Yisoidus, different foundations for Klal Yisrael to be able to stand on. It went 20, 18, 9, and every generation, the Gedolei Hador realized, David HaMelech, we're talking about Nevi'im, that Klal Yisrael aren't able to stand on so many foundations. And they lowered it, and lowered it, and lowered it. Until we got to one of the final Nevi'im, Chabkuk. And Chabkuk says, for Klal Yisrael to survive Golus, we are not able to have so many foundations. Said Chabkuk Hanavi, three words. Tzadik be'emunoso yichye. And that's what we have. Tzadik be'emunoso yichye. In the Golus, you know what we have to survive? We have our emunah. And that's when the brothers said to their father, Shema Yisrael. I saw one in the first name on the Medrash ask, you can't call your father by his first name. It's an Issa. So how could they say Shema Yisrael? So they're miyashiv, that if you say his name that's specifically Merumas the covered, then it's Mutter. But I'll call upon him, the Yisoid is here. I saw Moira de Kavart in a sefer called the Ach Pri Tavuah, written by Reb Hershel of Liska. Reb Hershel of Liska, everyone talked about it, the famous Reb Shai Lev Kerestir. So Reb Shai Lev Kerestir's Rebbe was a person of Liska. He fathered him and brought him up, and he was his main Rebbe. He has a sefer in the Torah called Ach Pri Tavuah. He says, Hafle of a fella. Klal Yisrael just started Daf Yomi. Torah Shabbat Alper starts, Me'emasai Koyrin Es HaShema Barim. When do we start saying Shema at night? At the time the Kohanim Nechasim Lechol B'Trumason, when the Kohanim eat the Trumah. Says of Hashem of Lisgo, Zechus Yigan Aleinu Amen. The first Mishnah, Torah Shabbat Alper starts off, trying to help us get through Golus. Me'emasai Koyrin Es HaShema Barim. To reach Shema, night in Chazal always refers to Golus. It always refers to a hard time. It always refers to the Tzaras. Me'emasai Koyrinus to Shema Ba'arvin. To say Shema at night in Golus, how can we say Shema to Miyachid Hashem? B'shasha Kohanim Nechasim Le'echel B'Trumosan. The Kohanim always refer to B'shasha Hashem. The Kohanim are the ones that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohanim, Nishkan Prata, haven't got any money. The Kohanim's food comes purely from the chesed of Klal Yisrael. They don't have a job. They work in the base of Mikdash. They haven't got any money. They have to take trouble. The fact that the Kohanim Ad HaYom HaZeh are still eating and still getting through must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after us. If the Kohanim are eating every single night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never, ever, ever let the Tzadikim ever not have their food. V'reisit Tzadik Nezla V'zarim V'akish Lochem. They'll always have their food. I can say Shema. I can say Shema at night in Golus when I realize the Kohanim are constantly eating and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always looking after his Yidden. We'll conclude with the following Moed HaKavod I heard from Rabbi Leo Baruch Finkel in his Sefer Meshulchan HaShem Rabbi Leo Baruch HaTorah. After Yaakov benches on the children, which comes out, might not be real brachas, he says, Vayivarach Oysam Yaakov Ish HaShekib Berchasoy Berachisam. He blessed all of them according to their brachas. If you look in the brachas, it's a bit so schwer because they're not real brachas. I mean, let's look at them. Zavur l'chayf yamin yishkoin. You're going to dwell l'chayf yamin. That's not a bracha. Yisachar chama goyram roibet b'nemish b'sayim. These aren't brachas. These are just facts of what they do. Yeah, Naftali ayon shalucha. Naftali, he runs fast. That's not a bracha. We're just telling them what they already are. What does it mean if I yivarach b'isam Yaakov, ish asher ki b'chosay b'rach b'isam? Do you know what? I think, in my humble opinion, the greatest bracha in the entire world is. The Chofetz Chaim, imagine we walked into this room right now. We each get 5 seconds of it. You get a 5 second bracha from the Chofetz Chaim. What could be the best bracha in the Welt? In my tiny, tiny humble opinion, the best bracha in the world is to appreciate the brachas you already have. That's the best bracha in the world. If we could just count our blessing, we'd realize how blessed we are. Vayivarach oisam Yaakov. Ish asher ki birchasoy birach oisam. Do you know what Yaakov blessed them? Yaakov blessed them. You should appreciate what you already have. If you appreciate what you already have, that is the best bracha in the world. And now we understand the psukim. Yaakov goes through all the shiftikah. He just tells them what they already have. Naftali ayashlucha, that's not bracha. That's just telling him who he already is. The pshat is, emechanami. The bracha was telling them who you are and what your individual koichas are. When a person realizes his individual koichas, he'll understand that we're all part of the greater team. Yachad shifte Yisrael, and then there's no reason for jealousy. Then we'll understand that we're all part of one big nation. And although each individual has his malas, his chasronas, the best bracha in the world we can learn from Azeidi Yaakov to bench his children, Ish Asher Kibirchasoi Birachlisam. Each one, Naftali, you can run faster, use that for your good. Zebulun, you're on the seacoast, use that for your good. He just brought out their pre-existing potential. And that is the greatest bracha. With this Yisoid, we can wrap up everything we just said. That in order for the brachas to take place, if each shevet, if each individual understands we're all part of one big nation, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, then there'll be no jealousy. We can appreciate our brachas. And as I said shortly, Vayashon HaMelech HaKol Aretz, we'll be able to say Baruch Shem out loud. Have a good Shabbos. Great to see you. Yossi came around.
That little left to say on the seder after such a dukushub, especially after such an impassioned one, moilutik. And what I've got to add is nothing to do with halucha either. So I must be moil that emes that it's been a very hectic week, and I have not had a chance. So I will leave you with a thought on the seder, on a different part of the seder, which is more to do with the Ephraim and Menashe. The encounter between Yaakov Avini and Ephraim and Menashe, there's a lot said, even by Musa de Bedicha said, also on a more significant level. But let's say that when they came, Yaakov Avini said, "Mi Eile." Yaakov said to Yosef, Yaakov and Yosef, he asked him, and he saw Ephraim and Menashe, who they are. Now, we know that Ephraim and Menashe, especially Ephraim, was rugel to be chavrisa with Yaakov Avini. The Medrash brings it too as well, that he used to learn with him frequently. That he didn't recognize them, and he asked who they are, is a question which many of the Mefarshim ask. But the Masa, if you know that they dressed in the palace as Egyptian princes, and when they went to Yaakov Avini, they probably put on a revulke with a halbashir and the outfit which they would look like Yiddish kinder, then it's very likely that in the quick spur of the moment, when the doctors came and they said to him, "Hine yovicho choyle, run, your father's not well." So they didn't have a chance to pack their bags and change their outfits. And so they went straight to Yaakov Avini, and they came there with the Egyptian outfits, with the turbans, and looked like princes. They came in, they said, "Veredus, who are these children?" So that was a vettel, which was one. But the more important part to concentrate on is the bruchas which were given. We know the famous Sikel Es Yudov, that actually crossed his hands. Ki Menashe Bechor. The ki is like an Asilas Tam, which is also very difficult. How can you explain? Ki Menashe Bechor should be just the opposite. If Menashe was the Bechor, then he should have kept his hands in the way they were. He didn't want to embarrass Menashe, according, I think, to Sifon, and therefore he made a special effort not to shift them around from one place to the other and to maintain the position that he was, that the right was on the right and the left on the left. So he crossed his hands over Ki Menashe Bechor, because there was a sensitivity there not to embarrass Menashe. But there is a reason why, when throughout the generations, this was the bruch which was followed on from parent to child, Ata Yom Hazeh. We say to our children, some people even every Shabbos, some people on Yom Kippur, just before Kol Nidre, in the highest moments when a person feels a little purer and closer, and he puts his hands on his children and he says to them, Yisimchu Elokim Kefraim V'Chim Menashe. Now that Brucha, essentially, although there was Rivun and Shimon and Leib and Yehido, each one in their own realm were warriors and great shiftekar, but no, the Brucha was Kefraim and Menashe. And you ask yourself the question, why Taka? Well, they were brought up in Mitzrayim, in the Memtes Sharetim. The other ones were there in the Besmedesh by Yankov Avini, so it's not such a big chokhma to be a big tzaddik when you spend the rest of your life next to Yankov Avini, which was Yisrael Suva, in the Besmedesh by Yankov Avini. But growing up in the promiscuous land of Egypt and becoming equal to the rest of the Shvutim, it's very meaningful. But here there was also something even deeper than that, because Ephraim was the younger one and Menashe was the older one. And once Yaakov Avini crossed his hands and he gave priority to Ephraim, then on the face of it, Ephraim would have felt an element of his nasus. Hey, I'm bigger than him. I'm more important than him. There's reason for me to feel a little haughty. Menashe is the older one. And he sees that Yaakov Avini's right hand is on the younger brother. There should be an element of envy. What's going on here? I deserve to be blessed in a more prominent place. But no, they stood in their place, nobody put up a resistance, and Yaakov Avini detected that they were complete with themselves. Ephraim didn't come to place of his nasus, and Menashe didn't come to place of kinna. And he said, wow, that's something that was corrected, that's something that has been changed on the face of history. Because what brought us down here in the very first place was exactly the opposite, where the older brothers envied a younger brother who was authoritative over his older brothers, and the result and the consequence was that he brought the entire family down to Mitzrayim. And now two youngsters who grew up in Mitzrayim, not next to Yankov, and they stood fine, comfortable, accepting, complacent with this deprioritization. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu says to them, "Bechu yevurach Yisrael, you should be the source of blessing. Vayusem es Ephraim lifnei Menashe. You two are the ones which are worthy of that, and the brucha of Klal Yisrael for Doros will not be Rivun, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, etc. But Dafke Ephraim and Menashe, you fixed something and you've corrected something historically." But then there's another extra way of saying it, which would tie in al pidrish, and I stress it specifically al pidrish, and definitely nowhere near pshat, on the whole sigya of Yaakov Avini with Yosef and with the children. He said to Yaakov Avini, when he looked at these, Yaakov Avini looks at them and he sees, putting it into 2020. When two boys walk in, grandchildren, and there's a Zayda there who wants to give them a blessing, and they come in dressed as in the current mode, with the jeans and with the sweatshirts and with the emblems on the front, and the grandfather says, "Mi Eile, who are these kids? That doesn't suit my copybook." And Yosef says to his father, "I'm sorry, Dad. Bunai haima shenus en elekim bozeh. Zeh ma sheyesh," as they say in Hebrew. "This is what I've got, grown up local. This is the product made in Egypt." And then Yaakov says to him, "You know what? You're right. Let me respect that. Let me value the fact that this is what they are, this is who they are, this is where they are presently. And bunai haima shenusen elekim bozeh. This is what we are right now. This is where we stand. This is the present matzav." And he says, "Kuchem lelai barochem, I'll bless them nonetheless." So now, you can add to that, which we normally translate, that Yaakov Avini's eyes were dim because of his elderly and mature years. But Yaakov saw, consequently, and recognized that there is a generation gap. And he's not seeing them the way that they are seeing him. And he's not seeing the world and things the way they are seeing the world, because they are his grandchildren and we're down two generations. And his vision is consequently curtailed. Loi Yuchal Lirois, he could not see things the way they were looking at them. One thing that remains to bridge the gap. So what does he do? And the answer to that is unconditional love. And he takes them and he says, Vayagesh oisom elov, and he drew them close. Vayishakluhem, and he kissed them. Vayichabeklem, and he embraced them, and he hugged them, and he showed them, I love you, notwithstanding the way that you look, appear, speak, and are different to me, because there might be a generation gap, but you're still my grandchildren, and I love you. And now, it explains that he said, Sikeles Yudov, ki menashe bochor. Why didn't he change them around and say, look, I want to give my right hand to the younger one. Would you mind to move over here, please? Because Yaakov Avinu understood that in Chinuch it's important to recognize to need to change oneself sometimes and not the children. Don't try to shift them around. They are where they are. Don't force matters. And once he understood that the changes are going inwardly, then the Brucha was Chal. Good Shabbos. Thank you.